I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. Filmmaker Minerva Navasca returns with a new project, Desync. The short film is a surreal drama about the things you can't say out loud. Themes include multi-generational dynamics between immigrant parents and their Canadian-raised children, overwork in Asian culture, and repressing one's feelings. Today, Minerva Navasca joined CGRU to discuss Desync.
Hi, I'm Minerva Navasca. I'm a Toronto-based filmmaker. I specialize in directing and producing. Some of my past works have been Kamayan, which have been showcased in local festivals, such as TIFF Next Wave, Region Park Film Festival, the AGH Film Festival. Currently, my last documentary is in its distribution run. One of the upcoming festivals that we're really looking forward to is CineFam 2022 and the Vancouver Asian Film Festival.
Mm-hmm. And that's Guardians, right?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Can you just tell me a little bit more about that one, please?
Yeah, for sure. So Guardians was created in my third year of Sheridan College. And it was sparked by an anger that arose from seeing news about the Western incident way back in September. Basically, a lot of women, college students, have been drugged and assaulted at a party. And I was just infuriated at how our school year, which was supposed to be a safe environment for learning and for growth, quickly became derailed into an environment where, instead of feeling like this is a safe space for them, women have to be on the lookout for their own safety. And I think that kind of fueled me into creating a piece kind of talking about how women have always had this sense of hypervigilance and fear of people around them, no matter the environment, and how our ordinary routine, such as walking home at night, quickly becomes a habit of terror. And so with that kind of concept in mind, we got myself, a female subject, to walk home at night and call people that she loves on the phones, like whether it be friends or family, and kind of just talk her through like the dark walk home to kind of give a sense of safety. And in doing that, we illuminated a lot of conversations, such as how do women stay safe when walking home at night, but also why do they need to take all of these extreme measures and how does that make them feel?
Mm-hmm. So I guess for me, seeing Kamayan and then seeing Guardians, I'd just like to know that there is quite a bit of variety in your work, but are there particular themes or particular topics that you're usually drawn towards, or do you like to have just that variety?
Yeah, for sure. I have always been a firm believer of like write what you know. I'm not specializing in writing, though that is something that I would really, really love to explore in the future. But a person that I really look up to, a fellow filmmaker actually from Sheridan as well, her name is Paula Dormiendo. She's also a Filipino filmmaker. I remember last year we were on a call and she said something along the lines of, if you're expecting vulnerability from your actors, you need to be able to give that same vulnerability yourself. And I guess growing up, I've never felt really comfortable like speaking about my own experiences or just speaking about things that are personal to me. Like, I didn't grow up with that kind of vocabulary being like a high priority. And so it was really challenging and it was really frightening, kind of like putting my own thoughts and my own experiences so blatantly out there for everyone to see. But I think that's something that I really want to lean into moving forward in my filmmaking process, like figuring out what I'm uncomfortable with, why I've become uncomfortable with it, and helping others just open up about all of their internalized shame and hoping that we can kind of like create a greater conversation about these air quotes taboo topic that we don't need to be like scared of. So I think a lot of my films have really derived from my own personal experiences. Like for example, Kamayan, it's very grounded in Filipino culture. And like my own habits that I see at home and that I've seen growing up in the Philippines. And Guardians obviously is so very true to life, not only to me as an Asian woman, but to nearly all women that I've spoken to about this project. It was a really interesting experience because I felt very supported in creating the project when other peers would go up to me and be like, oh, I do that thing as well where I call my mom or I call like my boyfriend when I'm going home at night, just so they're on the line with me. And it was comforting knowing that this was a universal experience, but at the same time, why should it be a universal experience? Why are we so afraid?
Right. I guess getting more into specifics now. So your next project is Desync. And without any spoilers, what is it about?
Oh, wow. Okay. So Desync, for me, is largely about the miscommunication between an immigrant mother and daughter. And I believe that a lot of our miscommunication stems from the fact that because we value hard work almost to a point of overwork in our culture, we learn to repress our feelings in order to get the work done. And when repressing your feelings becomes a lifestyle, you become disconnected from the vocabulary needed to kind of ask for affection or ask for help, or to even just simply express that you're not well. And so I think when we lack these tools and we're unable to connect from each other, that's when it becomes detrimental in our personal relationships. And this is why I feel like there's so much distance between immigrant families, even though they care for each other so much.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell me more about the slogan of the things you can't say out loud?
Yeah, for sure. Again, speaking to the fact that I don't think we have cultivated an environment, like from my own personal experience, I did not grow up in an environment where talking about our feelings and talking about especially like deep issues and like asking for help was not necessarily, it was not encouraged. I feel like within immigrant families, there's this kind of culture, this unsaid like expectation of if you're good enough, then you should be able to get through this on your own. And it's taken a lot of like work and unlearning for me to figure out that it is okay to ask for help. And it's actually necessary and good to ask for help and build, you know, relationships with collaborators and people that you trust. But it's funny because I feel like outside of the professional, even my own personal life, that's still a obstacle between, like, for example, like me and my parents. That's something that we are still figuring out how to navigate. So I think we just kind of wanted to explore that. Why do we hold off so much of our own honest thoughts to people that we should be completely open towards?
Mm-hmm. And you know, for you, this is a very personal story, a very personal project. What was it like, I guess, conveying this with your crew and deciding that, you know, we should really develop this into a short film?
Yeah. So I think at the start of it, there was a crew of three, it was developed by myself, my wonderful writer and roommate, Chen Sing Yap, who is also a established filmmaker of his own right, and our wonderful, wonderful producer, Asa Kazarani. And I think at the start of it, CS came forward to us with a script that he'd written, kind of relying within the same gimmick that we're going to be seeing in the film. But originally it was a conflict of miscommunication between a Chinese father and son. And I think even though we're still in development, the project has shifted so much from that initial script. Asa, our producer, really believes in representation in media and believes that there is not enough representation between mothers and daughters, much less immigrant and BIPOC mothers and daughters. And so we really wanted to explore that relationship. And honestly, I owe a lot of that push to her. I think developing the script from what it originally was to what it is now relied on a lot of collaboration between me and Chen Sing, where we really had to be open to each other about the differences in the way that we were raised, as well as our similarities. Not only to bridge the cultural gap, and it sounds so stupid because I feel like I have to explain that, oh, Chinese and Filipino cultures aren't actually the same, even though we're under the monolith of Asian stories. But we had to really figure out not only like in what ways are Chinese and Filipino cultures different, but also how does a father and a son speaking to each other differ from a mother and daughter? What are the different tactics that we use? And also how do we hurt each other in ways that are more internal and more like mentally and emotionally driven rather than like explosive fighting that we got to see more of in the original script that he pitched.
Mm-hmm. And I guess so far in the development process, how is the film, like the filming been?
Yeah, so I've really had I'm so grateful for this team because I'm working with a lot of people that I not only respect so much in their work ethic and in like what I've seen in their own projects, but because they also share such like a connection with the story. And I know that these are people that I really, really trust. For one, Miss Laura King, my DOP, she's also of Asian descent. And I can tell that in the care that she talks about, like speaking about the project and speaking about like the different references that we're going to be using, she holds a lot of like sensitivity that I was like almost afraid to ask for, but she like gives it nonetheless. And I'm so happy about that.
Mm-hmm. And in your opinion, for the audiences that are going to see this, what do you hope resonates with them?
I think what I'm focusing on in the ending, and I'm trying to like figure out how to weigh a way to say this that isn't spoilery. But I think it's not really a call to action of like, don't argue with your parents, kids, like go back to them and like love them unconditionally because of like what they've been through and like what you owe to them. I feel like that's not my place at all to say what should come about in every specific like individual immigrant parental relationship. But I think I want to establish that these problems of miscommunication and disconnect isn't the fault of ours and is not the fault of our parents. And I think especially with my producer Asa that I mentioned before, given that this is a female driven script, we want to showcase empathy and love, no matter how complicated it is, for our mothers, because we had this conversation of like, we don't want it to just be catty, brutal, and hurtful like argument scenes, because we want to be able to showcase this film to our own mothers, and we don't want them to be like, oh, is this what you really think of me?
Mm-hmm. So I'm just gonna ask you this, you don't have to answer it because I don't want it to also be a spoiler, but I just want to know more about, because I found this very interesting where you said that there's that hurt, but there's also that love.
Yeah.
So I can learn more about that complexity and how is a filmmaker you could convey that?
Oh, that's so interesting. I feel like, and this isn't necessarily like an immigrant thing, even though I feel like on with the background of an immigrant, there's like a deep, there's another layer to it. But I feel like they're growing up, children have to realize that their parents are not perfect. And with that realization comes maybe resentment or disappointment or anger. Either way, as we grow up, we learn to realize that our heroes are going to disappoint us, and that's a really harsh reality. So I think navigating that, especially in your early years, when you come to fully face how your parents have failed you, that can bring forth a lot of anger. And I think that the way that we're going to portray this kind of anger in the script is to just outright show it as it is. I don't think that, especially in these like difficult films, characters have to be perfect. And there is an inherent right or wrong like character. There are going to be so many times where our protagonist acts bratty, but throughout we're going to see where this air quotes brattiness is stemming from, why she's so hurt and why she feels like she needs to villainize her mother in order to get her point across. And in the meantime, we're going to see why her mother character is so hard on her and how this like affects her and stunts her development, but also why this harshness and this rigidity comes from a place of concern. Because one thing that my mom always says to me is, we just want to ensure that you do better than us in life. That's the whole immigrant dream, right? And there has been conversations about, we have pushed you so much because we want to make sure that you have a good future, that you don't have to worry about your well-being or your survival, because we've been there and we don't want that harshness and that struggle for you. So I think, yeah, balancing that like love, that uncomfortable love, is going to be a really big challenge in this film. But I think overall, we want to portray it honestly. And we want to portray it with empathy.
Mm-hmm. Great. Before we go, are there any other final thoughts you would like to add?
I want to shout out my mom. I want to shout out my parents who have done everything for me and that I'm so grateful for. And they are always the stem of every single project that I do, and the reason why I have, they're the reason for all of my success. Like, I'll say it outright. So thank you.
That was Minerva Nebaska, co-director of the upcoming film, Desync. Minerva's previous work, Guardians, recently won the Best Documentary Short Film Award at the CineFab Film Festival, and was also showcased at the Vancouver Asian Film Festival this year. It is set to be featured as part of the Region Park Film Festival. More details to come. I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative,